Max Springer!
Thank you very much. So, I'm going to ask you this question. Just have a look at me. What sorts of jokes do you think I'm going to tell? Any ideas? Well, last night I got funny ones, which is a nice vote of... But also, like, I did a gig a couple of weeks ago, and I did a bit about Elephant in the Room, which I might do later on. And somebody said they thought I was going to tell racist jokes after that. Do I look like a racist? I mean, admittedly, I wasn't wearing the cardigan, which kind of went now. But, fucking Toto. Fucking Toto. I had this idea for a joke. I was thinking, fucking Toto, I guess it rains down in Africa. Of course it fucking rains down in Africa. If it's raining up, it's not rain, is it? It's evaporation. And then I checked the lyrics, and it's not even, I guess it rains down in Africa, it's, I bless the rains down in Africa. Ooh. Fucking Toto. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I've never been, like, you go to a lot of open mic nights, you hear a lot about dating sites, don't you? And dating apps. I've never been swiped. But I remember a long time ago when I did look at, there were like ads in newspapers and stuff then, like personal ads. There's all these women saying that they like going to the gym and they like mountain climbing and they like kind of dancing and all this kind of stuff. I did have this idea. Do you think men actually like lethargic women? Do you think like all the ones that put, I like sitting on the sofa watching box sets and eating chocolates, they've all been snapped up. All the ones that are left are the ones that, you look at, you go, that looks fucking exhausted. Going to the gym? Jesus. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist. Which in my case, I think means I've been pushing very hard against a fat Yorkshireman. So I am from Yorkshire. It's a long time since I lived in Yorkshire. But every now and again, especially in London, like you go to the bar, that's when it happens, like, you know, kind of like the raw expensiveness of London kind of hits you. And I have something, it's a bit like a kind of Nam flashback. It's a kind of Yorkshire flashback. And kind of everything goes into slow motion. I kind of reel back. And what I say is like, fucking how much? But then I recover. My village, I've got to share this with you because I couldn't say this to anybody in my village. My village has its own Facebook page with lots of nostalgic pictures of my village. And on the top of it, on the banner, is a class photograph from about 1975. But this is the bit that really, really disturbs me. It's not been rotated round, so it's landscape, it's just portrait. So all the little kiddies in it are like the wrong way up, right? And I said to this mate of mine, I said, like, I could offer to like rotate that picture through 90 degrees, like, you know, because I work in IT and I've got those kinds of skills, right? And he said, don't do that, they'll burn you as a witch. And what's even more disturbing about that is that the next village, Emley, which we all thought were the thick kids, their picture's the right way around, right? And either they've got somebody who knows about IT who's rotated it for them, or all the meatheads have actually tilted the village for the camera. Yeah, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is there not an elephant in the room? Because if there's not an elephant in the room, what the fuck happened in the gents? No, the elephant in the room obviously is Brexit. You know, they say, you are what you eat. Do you think that means that Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? So I have a lot of sympathy for, like, Brexiters. Because, you know, like, lots of things seem like a good idea, and then just aren't. So, like, for instance, I read this book on how to do oral sex. It's called, it's a real book. Like, look it up, it's a real book. It's called She Comes First. It's got a picture of a papaya on the front, right? And it's got some really good advice in there. So kind of like, don't just lick the top bit. See, technical language there, top bit. Don't just lick the top bit. Cover the whole area when you're down there. Some other slightly old advice, like maintain eye contact, which is that's a feat. Something that you might not have thought about, which is, how can I put this? Compliment the lady on the smell. Right? Because she might be worried about this. Something, you know, it's an intimate thing. She might be worried about this. And then something that's just totally strange, right? But you think, oh God, I've read this book. Seems like a good idea. I'll try it. Which is, put your front teeth against the clitoris and hum. Right? So you're going to turn your entire body into a vibrator. You're going to become a human vibrator, right? What could possibly go wrong, right? The thing is, you get down there, you go, oh, you smell nice, love. But then, what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. Just like, I went with a Dan Buster's theme to you, right? gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, not going down well. The philosopher, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, said that man is born free, but all around us is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Burger King and Starbucks. I spend a lot of time in Starbucks behind people who are really concerned about what the alternatives to milk are in the coffees, right? It's the soy milk, you got oat milk, you got cashew milk. And I find this really annoying. In fact, I find it so annoying that it brings me out in a rash. I think I'm lactose intolerant. And so people say that, like, nut milk, soy milk is more healthy and more natural, but I'm not sure. Do you know the kind of hormone regime you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? When you're in Marks and Spencer's buying your craft beer and the automatic checkout says, approval needed, is it all right to shout, that's because daddy didn't love me? So yeah, I got a job in Kansas, and they have hurricanes in Kansas, and so this hurricane alarm went off and I was running out of the hotel, but just as I was running out of the hotel to safety in the hurricane shelter, this little dog like ran back into the hotel, and I thought, oh, I need to save the little dog. So I ran back into the hotel, and the hotel was swept up by the hurricane, and it was taken to this magical land. And I had to go and find, like, on this along this yellow big road with this weird tin bloke and a lion and some other geezer, right? And then in the end, I got to this green city, and there was fuck all there, and the bloke wasn't really a magician. Fucking Toto.